I do again. I appreciate you being here this evening. I don't take it for granted that you're here in God's house anytime on a Wednesday night. And I really hope and pray that I believe the Lord will give us something, surely, something that we can eat on, chew on, something that we can investigate, like the Bereans, search the Scriptures, whether it be so. Amen. And a growing Christian is a studying Christian and a praying Christian. And it's all, I mean, that's how we're fed. When we dry up or we get cold or however you want to say it, many times it's because we've not been eating. We've not been drinking. The spiritual diet that God has given unto us, we have to do that, or we're going to find ourselves spiritually anemic, in bad shape. The book of Psalms, I've said things about it in the past try to just give some instruction of things that you might want to study out for yourself. The Psalms are divided a lot of times, by different things. I'm not saying divided as far as against one another. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about there's different sections of the Psalms. You have different Psalms, Psalms of praise, Psalms of adoration, penitential Psalms, Psalms of repentance, Psalms of the temple. There's a lot of, pilgrim Psalms, shepherd Psalms. There's a lot of different Psalms. And then you have Psalms that are, it's like the first 41, you see God like you see God in the book of Genesis. And that's considered book one. And as a matter of fact, I think the Psalms, if you have a study Bible, and it may be in all King James Bibles, but I know just like here in Psalm 90, right before Psalm 90 begins, it says the fourth book of the Psalms. And there's five of them. It divides all of these Psalms into five books. And it's similar in the way that you see God in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Each one of them, how they portray God, you'll see that in that series of Psalms. And not saying that you wouldn't see him any other way, but I'm saying mostly that's the way that you'll see him. What I want to talk to you about a little bit this evening, there's no way that we can get all of these, but I want us to look at Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. that's as far as I'm going to read. There's a lot to be said about Psalm 1. If you go on and study it, you'll read the first three verses is the blessed man. Verse 4, 5, and 6 is the ungodly man, the contrast between a blessed man and an ungodly man. But let me ask you a question. What does Psalm 1 sound like? Blessed is the man. Sounds like a beatitude, the beginning of a beatitude. Blessed. Blessed. And as the beatitudes that our Lord gave, all of them start with blessed. And it means happy. It means it's a great jubilation, being blessed, being highly blessed, highly favored, when he says, blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. So I want us to look at Psalms of Beatitudes. Psalms of Beatitudes. Psalms of Blessing. Psalms of Blessing. Now, Psalm 1, he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel. That's the plan or the way of the ungodly. They have a way, and they have a plan. And he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel, their plan. The worst mistake that a man can make is to take counsel from the ungodly. And it seems like that people will sometimes get themselves in a situation, especially young people, something they want to do, and they'll find some of the most worldly people to go to and ask them what they think, knowing they're going to side with them. And that's the worst, absolute worst thing you can do. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So it would only stand to reason that a man is blessed if he walks in the counsel of the godly. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way. And again, that's that way, that plan. He's not saying standing in their way, like I'm in the road and I'm blocking them. That's not what he's saying. Nor standeth in the way that they go. I'm standing with them. There's a whole lot of young people right now in these colleges, and they're standing with Hamas. And a lot of them don't even realize who they're standing with. And God said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. I don't want to pull my chair up next to theirs. Amen. I don't want to be in concert with them. I don't want to be on their side. Are you listening to me? And God said a man is blessed if he is not in their way. If you truly want to be blessed, truly, to be blessed of God, God is saying that a man would be blessed. But his delight, here it is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he tells him how blessed he'd be. He's like a tree planted not in the desert, by the rivers of water. No better place to be planted. So here's that beatitude of Psalm 1:1. Psalm 2:12. Look what he said. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Amen. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. He's talking about that put their trust. That's them that flee for his protection. Them that flee for his protection. Blessed is the man that flees for God's protection. Psalm 32, 1, verse 1 and 2. Let's look at that one. The Psalms of Beatitude. Psalm 32. These start out just like many of the others. Blessed. This one's good. This is wonderful. Is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Amen. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Now pay attention to these. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. That we were transgressors. That line that we crossed, that we could not turn back from. It's like a trespasser, but we're a transgressor. It's a sin line that we crossed it. Adam did. God has forgiven us of that. And whose sin is covered. Covered. Blessed is the man, I like this, unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit is no guile. God, when he imputeth not iniquity, which it means God doesn't regard it. He doesn't count it. To impute it is to that has been put upon. And he said, God doesn't impute iniquity. And whose spirit is no guile. And here's one I really wanted to look at. And whose spirit is no guile. That word guile is no slack, no deceit. The spirit of man is no slack, there's no deceit. That fella got some. I mean, when his spirit, whose spirit there is no guile, no deceit in his spirit. That's a blessed man. See, a lot of people could hide that. People just see the outside. You can see a good man on the outside. What we would think, a good man. But listen, God knows if there's any guile on the spirit. God knows if there's any deceit in there. God knows if there's any slack. Where he missed the mark. The spirit man missed the mark. Wasn't converted. Blessed is the man in whose spirit there is no guile. Well, I like that. I like that. Whose transgressions forgiven, whose sin is covered. You talk about a guy who God don't impute iniquity to. You talk about a man that is free, heaven bound. He is blessed. He is blessed. I mean, could you imagine having to stand before God with that sin? Not having your sin covered. Having a spirit of guile. My goodness. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Let's go to the next Psalm 33. Look at verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Now, this looks like Israel, doesn't it? I studied this today. Blessed is the nation. And that word nation, he's speaking of a Gentile heathen nation. Blessed is the nation, a Gentile heathen nation. I mean, because how many of them have chose all manner of gods? They're trusting in an eternity. They're trusting in a certain path. They're trusting in a certain way to live. Some of them even have rolls and scrolls from priests and but he said, blessed is the nation, a heathen Gentile nation, whose God is the Lord. Whose God is the self-existent eternal. Got the right God. Blessed is the nation who got the right God. Amen. Who found the right God. That's a blessed nation. That's what happened to America. I mean, why ain't America like all these other nations that's got different gods? And some of them that even claim their God's the same as our God, but it isn't. How come we ain't like them? Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. We got the right God. We got the right God. And now Satan is trying everything he can, and it looks like he's winning. He wants God out of this nation. He wants God's way out of this nation. He doesn't want this nation, this people, to be blessed. He don't want people saved. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I like this. He said, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The people God chose to inherit. God said he would call out a people for his name, didn't he? A church. The people that God called out. Blessed. The church is a blessed. We're more blessed than we realize. Do you know that? I mean, if we could just grab hold just how blessed we are that God looked down on us and chose us. Amen. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And the people that God chose as his inheritance. Amen. What a blessing. No wonder that's a beatitude. Blessed if this is what's happened. Blessed if you're part of this. Blessed because of this, of what God has said, of what God has done, that we were brought in. Amen. Look at Psalm 34:8. He said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Well, that's just a mouthful right there. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. That's the man that flees. That word trust means flees for protection. Flees for protection. If you read that psalm, he's magnifying the Lord at first. And now he's got enemies all around him. And he said in verse 4, "I sought the Lord, he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked unto him and were light, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them." That's pretty good protection. "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that flees to God for protection. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." I'll take the Lord's protection. Amen. David, he was protected from Goliath, wasn't he? And the whole army of the Philistines. It wasn't the armor that he was protected with. It was the hand of God that he was protected by. Look at Psalm 40, verse 4. These are all Psalms of Beatitude. "Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies." Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord is trust. Now that word maketh here means you've appointed him. You've called his name to it. To make the Lord his trust, his refuge, his security. In other words, when it came time to put somebody's name in there, you put the Lord's name in there. You appointed. You said, "God, I want you to be the one that I trust in. No other." Nobody else's name is in that slot. I've got this little app on my phone where you can learn a language, lots of different languages. And I've been learning a language, and in one of those little things that you have to do, it'll say a sentence in that language and it'll leave a blank spot, and you have to type the word in there that's supposed to go in there. And there's only one word that'll fit. And I thought about that when I saw that appoints, puts the name there. There's only one name when it comes to security. Your security and my security. Amen. Our soul's security. Amen. And that's the Lord's name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He is our refuge. Amen. He is that city of refuge. Psalm 41:1. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. God wants us to consider the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. If he said you are blessed if you are the type of man or woman that will deliver the poor, because you will be delivered in the time of trouble. Considereth the poor. What does that word mean right here in the context? Well, it doesn't mean I just think about them. Yeah, I considered them today. God said it's not helping them to say, bless you, be you warmed and filled, and you don't give them nothing to help them get warm, or give them nothing to help them get full. It's not talking about that. To help deliver them, just like the Lord would deliver us. That man that was laying on the side of the road, there was a man walked across the street, stooped down, checked for life, picked him up, put him up on his beast, took him to an inn, bound up his wounds, poured in the oil and wine. He considered him. That's what it means when you consider somebody. It's enough that the Lord would think on me, think on you, but he does far more than that. He's not just talking about thinking. Blessed is the man that considereth the poor. I tell you what, if you see your brother and you have, you need to do something. You'll be blessed by doing it. You can't outgive the Lord. And it's not that you're... It's not that we do these things, you know, to try to tack up points in some way. No, it's who we are as God's child. We are walking in the steps of Christ. When we say we are a Christian, we are a blessed man. a happy man. Happy that I could do that. Happy that God put me in the position that I could consider the poor. Not everybody is able to do that. There's been a lot of times people considered me. There's been a few times the Lord allowed me to consider someone. I'm not rich by no means. But every now and then you just have a little extra just at the right time when somebody else needs something desperately. Desperately. Blessed is the man. Got time for one or two more. Psalm 65. And verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. Brothers and sisters, I mean, you talk about blessed, that God allows us to approach Him. Can you imagine how blessed Moses was that he out of all the people, was called to go up on the mountain? I don't think a lot of times we weigh the grandeur of our blessing and really see it. I mean, just how blessed we are. Just to be able to walk through them doors tonight. I'm so far blessed that I can't even comprehend that God let me walk through them doors tonight. To be able to stand up here as a pastor is far beyond my understanding. To have His Word right here before me, and to be able to speak it to you. That He may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. We are blessed by Him, blessed by His house. Blessed that we will dwell in His courts. If you take these, you may want to write some of these down. I'm going to give you the rest of these. Psalm 84, verse 4 and 5. Psalm 89, verse 15. Psalm 94, verse 12. Psalm 106, verse 3. Psalm 112, verse 1. We've just got about five more. Psalm 119, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 127, verse 5. Psalm 128, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 137, verse 8 and 9. Now, when you get up into some of these later Psalms, instead of saying blessed, he's going to say happy. Happy. It's the same word. Happy. You're going to see that. Psalm 144, verse 15. Last one, 146, verse 5. Look up these Psalms of Beatitude. I think there's 26. There may be more. If you take the time to go through the Psalms and really look, I could have overlooked some, but it tells us all of the ways that we're blessed, how blessed we are, who blesses us, why we're blessed. Blessed in God. Amen. Blessed by His hand. Thank the Lord. Blessed because He sees us. Because He chose us.